At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two. That's right. Hour number two of At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair, hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight, right here in the heart of Mid-America, St. Louis. A balmy 16 degrees, as Sean Michael Lyle talked about. It's a balmy 16 degrees outside. It is a little cold. Make sure you're nice to your car, my friends. It's going to work really hard for you out there. Tonight, tomorrow, be really, really nice to your car. All right, that's my soapbox here for this hour. Hey, folks, we're gonna kind of change it up a little bit. You know, when I was a younger man working in at a place called Banner Tire Company up in Florissant, used to listen to the radio all day long, and all of a sudden, right here on one of our competing stations, Casey, they got a new DJ. And his name was Randy Raley. I thought this guy was the coolest guy ever and couldn't wait till his show started every day in the afternoon. I got to tell you, and I always loved his stuff on the radio and kind of followed him throughout. So we'll just fast forward a few years. Here I am working at KMOX, and Randy Raley comes to work at KMOX, started Route 66 here on Saturday nights on KMOX. Couldn't wait to meet him, and I got to tell you, folks, he was just as nice in person as I always thought he would be. And I got to tell you, it's really great to be able to call in my friend. Randy joins us here on KMOX tonight. Randy, how are you?
My friend, I'm well. You must have reached the bottom of the barrel to to schedule guests, but I'm happy to oblige. And yes, for people who don't know, I started Route 66 back in the day, and I'm not saying this to put a feather in my cap or anything. And I love Johnny Rabbit, but I was the guy who started Route 66. And my very first word on KMOX happened to be an expletive. I'll kind of show you what happened. We have at the time we had a thing called Scott Studios, and on the screen you had your next element. Now, if you hit the element once, it played. If you hit it twice, it disappeared. And so I'm getting ready for my big debut on KMOX in front of 44 states and a million listeners and all of that. And I go to play my intro, and instead of hitting it once, I hit it twice, and it disappeared. And I didn't have anything backed up or anything like that. So my first words on KMOX were, "Oh, bleep." And it was at that time that I got a phone call from the program director that said, okay, what have we learned here? Always have something backed up. And so it just, as long as you're in the business, sometimes stuff throw you. But yes, my very first word on Camelex was an expletive. And so I may be the only person in history who can say that.
So you're like the Howard Hessman of KMOX. At least you said more than booger, I guess.
Yeah, it was, and it was funny because, you know, like I said, I've been in the radio, you know, at that time I'd been in the radio business 100 years, and I knew better, but I was, you know, all jazzed and ready to go. First time on KMOX, this is going to be a great show. We're going to play the pre-oldies oldies and have fun. And I hit the intro to the show, and I hit it twice, and it disappeared. And I literally, I'm standing at the microphone going, oh, my God, what do I do now? So what a great beginning to a career, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, something happened like that to me as well. I thought I was very, you know, this is my 21st year here, but when I was earlier in my career here, just really on my own, didn't have a host. I was doing everything by myself. And so I was coming back from my last commercial break, and I had two phone callers on. I had about 4 minutes left to go in the show. And I thought, here we go. Two phone callers, bang, bang. I'll get them, and we'll be done with the show. And 20 seconds before I came back on air, both phone callers dropped off.
And well, there you are. And that's the thing about live radio that I always enjoyed. I always enjoyed being on the air because there was that certain thing that when you hit that microphone, you were like on a stage, and that spotlight hits you, and it's time to go, brother. And
that's
doesn't
right.
matter what's going on. Well, it doesn't matter what's going on. You're on, and everybody's waiting for you. And so I always there's a certain kind of, and I think musicians know what I'm talking about. There's a certain kind of rush when you get out there and that microphone goes live and that spotlight hits you, and it's like, all right, man, it's fight or flight now.
Yeah.
And so you can just never tell what happens with live radio, and I always loved it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, still to this day, obviously, you were in the business way longer than I've been, but still this day, before the show starts, I sit down here at the mic, and I'm thinking, boy, I think I'm going to throw up, you know? And then the mic comes on, I'm good, so.
Yeah, no question about it. It is one of those kind of deals, like I said, that, you know, it when that spotlight hits you, man, you got to go no matter what. And the funny thing about it is when I was working during the pandemic, we took the entire operation into my second bedroom. And so I was kind of running two radio stations and doing my show from my bedroom, but it was voice tracked. And so I could go and I could put it down on my, you know, on my computer and set it up. But the thing about it is, you can go and erase all your mistakes. So when you're voice tracking from another place, like we did during the pandemic, it's like recording an album because you can go back and you can go, oh, well, I messed that up. I can take it out or I can do something like that. But to me, there's been nothing better than hopping on that stage and going live and have that adrenaline run, you know, and it's always that's the thing that always drove me. And that's the thing that always made it great fun.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. People ask me about it all the time, and it's like, man, you know, when you're on the air, you said the adrenaline, you know, I'm all jacked up and stuff, and it's like, as soon as the microphone's off and you're done, you're like, oh, I am so tired. It's just like the biggest depression ever.
Well, the thing of it is, back in the day when you were, you know, now a computer takes care of everything, and you try to explain to everybody, and everything that you do is on a computer. But back in the day, you had to do every particular element. Like, you had to put your each one of the commercials in the slots. And so, okay, well, I'm playing that one in 30 seconds. I got to be ready for the next one in 30 seconds. I got to be ready for the next one. And then, okay, when the commercials are over, got to have my album queued up and everything ready to go. So it was always a game of trying to be 3 or 4 minutes ahead of yourself at that time. And you're correct. When you would walk out of the studio after 3 or 4 hours, you were just spent because you had used all of that energy. Plus, you got to get a phone call, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to take a winner, and you got to record this, and it was just 3 or 4 hours of just nonstop action, and it was just such a blast to do, and that was the fun thing about it. It was just so much fun. And ever since I was 10 years old, this is, you know, that's all I ever wanted to do was be on the radio.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into a little bit of your career here coming up. I got to do a little bit of business, Randy. I also want to get in because I know you're a lifelong Chiefs fan. We're going to get into that as well. Talk about that game that was just played. What a game. But I got to have you hang on just a few minutes.
You bet. All right, brother.
Fantastic. Hey, we are visiting with Randy Raley. That's right, one of KMOX's alums right here, talking about what it's like to be a rock and roll DJ, all sorts of his life experiences as well. Stick around. More of At Your Service to come on KMOX.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:18 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Of course, you're listening to KMOX. This is At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon, our producer Matt, kicking out the jams tonight here on KMOX's At Your Service. Speaking of kicking out the jams, my friends, we have legendary. That's right, I'm going to say it. Legendary. I guess DJ, entrepreneur, you name it, he's done it. Randy Raley joins us here on KMOX's At Your Service. Randy, again, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Happy to do it, my friend. Only legendary in my own mind, sir. I was very lucky in my career. I owe my career a great deal to Providence. I happen to be at the right place at the right time and a lot of different times. And so, you know, it's I'm very humbled to have been in the business for 45 years.
I got to tell you, I know we've talked, and speaking of Route 66 here on KMOX, you know, I want to thank you for letting me be a part of it, where we were able to talk about some car innovations and stuff like that. That was certainly a lot of fun for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you talk about music like that, the music of Route 66, you know, one of the first things that you think about are cars and girls.
Right.
You know, and, you know, geez, you know, I don't know how much of an expert you are on girls, but I know you're a hell of an expert on cars, so we had to have your opinion on that. So it was great, and you know, happy to oblige you, sir.
Well, thank you very much for that. You know, that's something, Randy, I'll ask you. You've been in the music business forever. Why don't they make songs like that anymore? Why don't they make songs that you love to drive to and just great stuff like that?
I don't think we do that anymore, do we?
No,
do
that's
we,
what I mean. I don't understand it.
You know, to me, driving is my zen time. I love to drive. I've always loved to drive, and I usually have music on, or, you know, whatever it is. But I just, you know, the thing of it is that I just don't think that music means as much to the young people today as it did to us. Now, let me give you a little bit of an example, okay? When you, back in the day, you had to make an effort to get your music, and I'll explain it like this. So your friend tells you, hey, man, Led Zeppelin's got a great new album out. Okay, well, the first thing you have to do is you have to go to the store to get the album, okay? So you're looking through the record racks, you're at the store, you're looking up, there's a new Led Zeppelin album, so you have to take it out of the rack, you have to take it up to the cashier, you have to buy it, so they put it in the sack, and you take it home. Okay, well, you have to undo the cellophane that was around the record at the time. Then you have to take the album out of the sleeve, and it had that paper around it, so you had to take the paper out of the album sleeve and then take the album out of the paper. Then you had to put it on your turntable, and then you had to slowly but surely put the needle down so it didn't do any damage to the record. And nowadays, all you do is download a song.
Right.
So I think it meant more to us then because we had to work a little bit harder for it. And I think that the quality of music that we had back then, I've always said, from the year 1969 to the year 1973, I think is the golden age of rock and roll, because you've got Abbey Road by the Beatles on the front end there, and in 1973, you know, you've got Stevie Wonder, and then you've got the Stones and all of that. And I just don't think that, you know, what we experienced will ever be experienced again. And I've said many times, I'm so thankful and I'm so glad that I grew up when I did. I grew up with a brother who was 8 years older than me. And so when I'm 4 or 5 years old, I'm listening to his music. And so, and at that time, he's listening to the Beach Boys, and then the Beatles come out, and vicariously through his listening to Roy Orbison and Gene Pitney and all of that stuff, Johnny Cash. And my mother, her influence was Hank Williams and all of that, and Glenn Miller. And so with all of that going on in my house, it was just no accident that I became such a fan of music. And I was lucky enough to play music as a career, never talented enough as a musician, but I had I had the opportunity to play music, and hopefully that people enjoy, because I think music is a friend of mine said music is the evidence that there is a God. and I believe that, because what a gift he has given us.
Absolutely. You know, my youngest son I play, you know, all the classics that I grew up with listening to, and I have recently introduced him to Johnny Cash, and he has taken off and just, he got a CD for Christmas and, like, just absolutely loves it.
Well, my kids, vicariously through me, know every note and every word out of every Beatles song, because the Beatles were played so much, you know, Ann and I played the Beatles so much through the kids growing up. As a matter of fact, they know every word to the movie Yellow Submarine, you know, and they carry that. Now they're going to carry that to their kids too. And that's one of the things that I think that the Beatles especially will be heard in whatever form we're listening music by 100 years from now. The Beatles will go down with Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and those guys, along with, you know, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, will be heard on something 100 years from now. And I just don't know if there's, you know, that. I don't know if you can say that about anything coming out today. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, especially with all the auto-tune and everything else. And, you know, I mean, back then, you know, people played instruments. They made music together. Now it's all kind of mixed together.
And you guys can get off my lawn.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. And I'll be right behind you with that as well. So
you got it.
Yeah, Randy, so let's talk real quick. I want to Talk a little about the Chiefs game. I know you're a big Chiefs fan. Man, what a game on a Sunday night. I got to tell you, Josh Allen sitting there 13 seconds, we're up. Man, this game's mine. I'm moving on. And then, whoa, hold on a second.
Well, here's the deal. I've been a Chiefs fan since I won $3 from my grandfather on the first Super Bowl in 1970. I've had the opportunity to party with Lynn Dawson. When I moved to Kansas City in 1979, one of the first things I did was become a Chiefs season ticket holder. Well, now back then in 1979 and throughout the 70s and the 80s and a good part of the 90s, the Chiefs absolutely were horrible. They were a horrible football team. And, you know, and then Marty Schottenheimer comes along and he invigorates the team. And then Dick Vermeil comes along and Trent Green and all of these people who brought the Chiefs kind of a little respectability. And then we get Andy Reid and then we get this kid, Patrick Mahomes, who it's unbelievable. Somebody from Buffalo said, well, Chiefs fans don't understand the heartbreak we're going through right now. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go back to Lynn Elliott missing three field goals and the Colts winning the game. Let's go back to Marcus Mariota receiving his own pass. Let's go back to the Indianapolis game where the Chiefs were up to 35-0 and they lost it. And the thing that is that I'm so pleased with what's happened to the team because not only is it a really good football team, it's a very classy organization. They have very classy people representing them, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, all of this. But the thing that I saw the other night, Greg, I actually cried over a stupid football game. It was the most emotional thing that I've seen because, you know, it's like, oh, God, you know, when Buffalo scored, it's like, oh, God, we've seen this movie before. All right, well, okay, nice job, Chiefs, you know, next year. But it has come to a point where, you know, you have these two great quarterbacks who will hopefully meet again a number of times throughout the night. This is probably the next Tom Brady and Peyton Manning kind of thing going on here. And just for these two gladiators just to throw haymaker after haymaker after haymaker, and for the other team to get off the mat and throw another punch, and the other team gets off the mat and throws another punch, it was just it was one of the most perfect football games I've ever seen. And for Patrick Mahomes, And I'm not going to get into too much detail here, but the pass where Travis Kelce got open there with 13 seconds left, that was improvised. Travis Kelce went to the huddle. He says, I'm not going to run the route I'm supposed to run. You catch me over the middle. And then when you hear it, Mahomes, he audibles. He goes, do it, Kelce, do it. And so he went down there, and that, to me, is just the greatest teamwork ever, where these two guys at the top of their game, playing in one of the most important football games in their life, they look at each other and they go, hey, man, we got this. I'm going to go right down the middle and you're going to hit me. And it was just such a great game. And the Bills are a great football team. Josh Allen is a beast. That guy is just an absolute stud. And Buffalo should be very, very pleased about their future. Although the way he runs, he kind of runs like a fullback, and I hope he doesn't get hurt. That's the only thing. But just to have the National Football League kind of, it's kind of like these two guys are Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. You know what I mean? These are the next two guys that are going to go at each other for a while here. And I'm just happy as a Chiefs fan, as long as I've been and as long as I've suffered. And here's the funny thing. I said to somebody, I says, after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I said, now's the time that God's going to strike me down right here because my Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. There's nothing left to live for, you know. But I'm very pleased with the team, and I've always been a fan of Kansas City. I love Kansas City. It's one of the greatest cities in America, and for, you know, for the Chiefs to do as well as they do. Andy Reid's a wonderful guy, and it just the whole organization is just very classy. And I'm just very proud and humbled to be a Chiefs fan at this time. But we got a tough game next week, man. These guys kicked our butt.
That's right.
Cincinnati, so
another great young quarterback coming in.
Yeah, no, and he said something. He said something. Well, I'm not worried about the noise at Arrowhead. I played in the SEC. Son, you ain't heard noise like this in your life. I'm glad you have that attitude, because you ain't heard anything like you've heard an Arrowhead crowd. So it's a good time to be a Chiefs fan, and it has paid off for the suffering that us Chiefs fans went through until Marty Schottenheimer got there. So there you go.
All right. Hey, Randy, got to do some more business. Hang with me some more, please. All right, fantastic. Yep. Folks, we're visiting with Randy Raleigh, longtime radio personality, KMOX alum. Stick around. More of At Your Service. Welcome back, everyone. 9:34 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You are listening to KMOX. And, of course, this is At Your Service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock. More importantly, visiting with us tonight, Randy Raleigh. Long career in the radio industry and KMOX alum. And, again, Randy, thanks so much for hanging out with us here on At Your Service on a frigid Tuesday night.
My pleasure. Did I actually just hear a commercial for a Missouri medical marijuana card?
Yes, you did.
Man, it's a great time to be alive, isn't it? I'm telling you. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Kind of crazy the way the world changes. Well, Randy, I want to kind of get into a little bit of the rock and roll stuff and stuff that you've done, the stuff that you've seen, been a part of. I will tell you this. We'll just start off with this. A mutual friend of ours, Brad Choate, just texted me, and he wanted me to ask you about having Meatloaf with Meatloaf since Meatloaf just passed away.
Well, one of the cool things. Well, hi, Brad. One of the cool things about the job is that you got to meet different people, and you know, 95% of the people I met were just really good people, really nice people, and really recognized what radio did for their career. Now, there were a couple of them that, you know, but one of the nicer people that I met and one of the coolest things that we ever did was, I believe it was 1994 or so, and Meatloaf was he had Bat Out of Hell, and then I believe around that he had Bat Out of Hell 2, I believe, and he was doing some touring with that. The promotion department at KSHE, along with the record company, put together this very cool thing where it was Have Meatloaf with Meatloaf, and I believe it was held at the old Joe Hannon's out in West County. But anyway, Meatloaf showed up, and we had, I don't know, 30 maybe listeners who won an opportunity on the air. They probably got a CD and an album and a T-shirt and all that kind of stuff. But Meatloaf came, and he was the coolest dude ever. He was just really, really nice, and he went around and met listeners and signed everything and
Wow. Had
a picture taken with everything. Now, here's one story about Meatloaf that I'd like to tell. It goes all about 30 years ago. Meatloaf was on a show called Rockline. Many years ago, rock stations in America had this show called Rockline. It ran every Monday night, and Bob Coburn would talk to your favorite rock and roll star. One night he had Meatloaf on, and they took the first call, and this guy just went off on Meatloaf, called him every name in the book, and they bleeped this out, and Meatloaf said, no, let him talk, and was just, oh, my goodness. And the guy got through, and Meatloaf said, are you through? And he goes, yeah, I'm done. And Meatloaf goes, well, here's one thing about it, dude. You will never have an effect on my life as much as I've had an effect on your life. Next caller. And I thought, well, how cool is that? And so I've met some really, really nice people. The most, I got to tell you, the most courteous, kind, and generous interview I've ever done was with Yoko Ono. She came through St. Louis in 1986. She had a bunch of John's paintings displayed at the Joanne Peirce Gallery out at the Chesterfield Mall. And Joanne at the time knew that I was a big Beatles fan and asked me if I wanted to help promote it. And of course, yes. And she says, well, yeah, do you want to interview Yoko? And it's like, well, absolutely. So we took the show to Yoko's hotel room out in the West County. And I
remember that.
She spent about an hour and a half with us, and she could not have been nicer. She was absolutely lovely and gracious and warm and answered every question with a very thought-out answer. And for 2 years after that, she sent me a Christmas card at the radio station, and it said, "Love, Yoko and Sean." And I thought, that's just as cool as could be. So whenever, right. and I think the new movie, the new Get Back movie with the Beatles, kind of puts Yoko in a little bit of a better light, because she wasn't, you know, omnipresent and all that kind of stuff. She was John's girlfriend at the time, and Paul had Linda, but anyway, she was just a lovely, lovely person. So she was one of the highlights that I have.
That is a great story, because, you know, people think that she's the one that broke up the Beatles to begin with, whether she did or whether she didn't. But, I mean, so it's nice to put her in a good light like that.
Well, her deal, she said it like this. She said, "John fell out of love with the Beatles and fell in love with me. What's so wrong with that?" It's like, yeah, okay, I got it. All right. When you put it like that, okay, because, you know, when everybody was a Beatles fan, though, but at that time when John met Yoko, you know, the Beatles were kind of, okay, well, we've been living together here for the last 4 or 5 years, and, you know, maybe we want to start doing some other things. And it happened, you know, that John fell in love with Yoko, and, you know, there you go. You know, she's not a villain. She's not anything like that. In fact, she's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
That is such an amazing story. That's great, and I hope a lot of people take that to heart. What are some of the craziest things that you've seen happen with rock and roll artists and such?
Well, I can tell you that when Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of a bat in Des Moines back in 1982, I believe it was, a very good friend of mine who was in the business was at that show and was standing like 30 feet away from Ozzy when that happened. And he called me that night. This is when I was in Kansas City, and explained to me what happened. And I thought, that is one of the craziest things ever. When I was in Kansas City and Van Halen was doing their 1984 tour, Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen had joined me in the studio. Now, to show you what hardcore people these guys were, one of them showed up with a fifth of Jack Daniels. The other one showed up with a six pack of Colt malt liquor or something like that. So they come into my studio and absolutely destroy the interview. Okay. When you get about 10 seconds in the interview and know that you have lost control, it's just time to step back and let these guys, you know, do it. And they were just crude and rude and all of that for 45 minutes, and then they left. And so here's the funny thing about it. When they left, the bottle of Jack Daniels was empty, the six-pack of Colt 45 was empty, and they had to go out on stage 2 hours after that.
Wow.
How do you do that?
Wow.
How do you do that? I don't, and it's like, okay, and so that's about all I got in on the interview, too, was okay. here's something that happened one time. I was doing an interview with one of the guys with Molly Hatchet. His name was Dave Flubeck, and Dave had just crossed over the line with too much to drink, and I said something to him at an interview, and he stood up. And I thought, uh-oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. And so one of the members of the Outlaws, Monty Yoho, who was the drummer, had to come and calm Dave down, because I thought at that point, in front of my engineer and everything like that, he was going to knock the stock out of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of very weird happening with that, too. So, you know, most of the people that I've met, like I said, have been wonderful people. I think I caught a couple of people when they were really, really tired. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is talk to the local yokel DJ. You know what I mean? But like I said, most everybody's been very accommodating. I've had such great...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:34 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You are listening to KMOX. And, of course, this is At Your Service. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock. More importantly, visiting with us tonight, Randy Raley, long career in the radio industry and KMOX alum. And again, Randy, thanks so much for hanging out with us here on At Your Service on a frigid Tuesday night.
My pleasure. Did I actually just hear a commercial for a Missouri medical marijuana card?
Yes, you did.
Man, it's a great time to be alive, isn't it? I'm telling you. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Kind of crazy the way the world changes. Well, Randy, I want to kind of get into a little bit of the rock and roll stuff and stuff that you've done, the stuff that you've seen, been a part of. I will tell you this. We'll just start off with this. A mutual friend of ours, Brad Choate, just texted me, and he wanted me to ask you about having Meatloaf with Meatloaf since Meatloaf just passed away.
Well, one of the cool things. Well, hi, Brad. One of the cool things about the job is that you got to meet different people. And, you know, 95% of the people I met were just really good people, really nice people, and really, you know, really recognized what radio did for their career. Now, there were a couple of them that, you know, but one of the nicer people that I met and one of the coolest things that we ever did was, I believe it was 1994 or so, and Meatloaf was he had Bat Out of Hell, and then I believe around that he had Bat Out of Hell 2, I believe, and he was doing some touring with that. The promotion department at KC, along with the record company, put together this very cool thing where it was have Meatloaf with Meatloaf, and I believe it was held at the old Joe Hannon's out in West County. But anyway, Meatloaf showed up, and we had, I don't know, 30 maybe listeners who won an opportunity on the air. They probably got a CD and an album and a T-shirt and all that kind of stuff. But Meatloaf came, and he was the coolest dude ever. he was just really, really nice, and he went around and met listeners and signed everything and
wow.
had a picture taken with everything. Now, here's one story about Meatloaf that I'd like to tell. It goes all over about 30 years ago. Meatloaf was on a show called Rockline. Many years ago, rock stations in America had this show called Rockline. It ran every Monday night, and Bob Coburn would talk to your favorite rock and roll star. One night he had Meatloaf on, and they took the first call, and this guy just went off on Meatloaf, called him every name in the book, and they bleeped this out, and Meatloaf said, no, let him talk, and was just, oh, my goodness. And the guy got through, and Meatloaf said, are you through? And he goes, yeah, I'm done. And Meatloaf goes, well, here's one thing about it, dude. You will never have an effect on my life as much as I've had an effect on your life. Next caller. And I thought, well, how cool is that? And so I've met some really, really nice people. The most, I got to tell you, the most courteous, kind, and generous interview I've ever done was with Yoko Ono. She came through St. Louis in 1986. She had a bunch of John's paintings displayed at the Joanne Peirce Gallery out of the Chesterfield Mall. And Joanne at the time knew that I was a big Beatles fan and asked me if I wanted to help promote it. And of course, yes. And she says, well, yeah, do you want to interview Yoko? And it's like, well, absolutely. So we took the show to Yoko's hotel room out in the West County. And I
remember that.
She spent about an hour and a half with us, and she could not have been nicer. She was absolutely lovely and gracious and warm and answered every question with a very thought-out answer. And for 2 years after that, she sent me a Christmas card at the radio station, and it said, love, Yoko and Sean. And I thought, that's just as cool as could be. So whenever,
right.
I think the new movie, the new Get Back movie with the Beatles, kind of puts Yoko in a little bit of a better light because she wasn't, omnipresent and all that kind of stuff. She was John's girlfriend at the time, and Paul had Linda, but anyway, she was just a lovely, lovely person. So she was one of the highlights that I had.
That is a great story because, people think that she's the one that broke up the Beatles to begin with, whether she did or whether she didn't. But, I mean, so it's nice to put her in a good light like that.
Well, her deal, she said it like this. She said, John fell out of love with the Beatles and fell in love with me. What's so wrong with that? It's like, yeah, okay, I got it. All right. When you put it like that, okay, because, everybody the Beatles fan knows, but at that time when John met Yoko, the Beatles were kind of, okay, well, we've been living together here for the last 4 or 5 years, and, maybe we want to start doing some other things, and it happened, John fell in love with Yoko, and, there you go. She's not a villain. She's not anything like that. In fact, she's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
That is such an amazing story. That's great, and I hope a lot of people take that to heart. What are some of the craziest things that you've seen happen with rock and roll artists and such?
Well, I can tell you that when Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of a bat in Des Moines back in 1982, I believe it was, a very good friend of mine who was in the business was at that show and was standing like 30 feet away from Ozzy when that happened. And he called me that night. This is when I was in Kansas City and explained to me what happened. And I thought that is one of the craziest things ever. When I was in Kansas City and Van Halen was doing their 1984 tour, Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen joined me in the studio. Now, to show you what hardcore people these guys were, one of them showed up with a fifth of Jack Daniels. The other one showed up with a six-pack of Colt malt liquor or something like that. So they come into my studio and absolutely destroy the interview. Okay. When you get about 10 seconds in the interview and know that you have lost control, it's just time to step back and let these guys, do it. And they were just crude and rude and all of that for 45 minutes, and then they left. And so here's the funny thing about it. When they left, the bottle of Jack Daniels was empty, the six-pack of Colt 45 was empty, and they had to go out on stage 2 hours after that.
Wow.
How do you do that?
Wow.
How do you do that? I don't, and it's like, okay. And so that's about all I got in on the interview, too, was, okay. here's something that happened one time. I was doing an interview with one of the guys with Molly Hatchet. His name was Dave Flueback. And Dave had just crossed over the line with too much to drink. And I said something to him at an interview, and he stood up. And I thought, uh-oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. And so one of the members of the Outlaws, Monty Yoho, who was the drummer, had to come and calm Dave down because I thought at that point in front of my engineer and everything like that, he was going to knock the stock out of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of very weird happening with that, too. So, you know, most of the people that I've met, like I said, have been wonderful people. I think I caught a couple of people when they were really, really tired. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is talk to the local yokel DJ. You know what I mean? And, but like I said, most everybody's been very accommodating. I've had great conversations with a lot of different people. Steve Perry is a wonderful human being. And, like I said, it's been great. Oh, one story I do have in the beginning of my career. I was 22, I think. I was in the Quad Cities at this time, and Heart had just broken, and they were just huge at the time. And so we did an outdoor show, and the headliners were Heart. Well, after the show, I get to interview them, and I'm in their dressing room, and we've got everything set up. And so one of them comes and sits on one side of me, and the other one sits on the other side of me, and they're very, very high. And they smell really, really good. And they started playing me like a fiddle, my friend. I'm interviewing one of them, and the other one runs their hand up my leg. And I'm doing this, and the other one giggles. And it was just, they saw fresh meat. And I can tell you that the only words that I could provide on that interview was, nah, 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 because they were just, and it was so funny, and it was very lovely, and they were very sweet. They didn't mean anything by it, but they were flirting with me, and they had their hands on me and all that kind of stuff. And that was just one of the great things that happened to me in my career. So like I said, most people that you interview, you talk to, are very playful, and they want to interact.
Now, who is you've talked a little bit about some of the ones that weren't so good. What do you think the worst interview or worst person you've ever had on?
Lou Reed. My interview with Lou Reed lasted 10 seconds. I was at Farm Aid, the very first Farm Aid, and Casey sent me to Farm Aid, and I was backstage, and I was interviewing people, and Lou Reed comes over, and he sits down, and I say, "Hey, Lou, nice to have you here. How many farmers do you know personally?" And he stands up, and he goes, "This interview's over," and he walks away. Wait a minute. Oh, I just asked how many farmers you knew personally, knowing that he's a kid from New York City. And, you know, I was just joking with him, and he took it wrong. And I interviewed it. My answer from him was, "This interview's over." And he stood up, and he walked away. So that's the shortest interview I've ever done.
That's kind of crazy. Randy, I got to do some more business. Got more to talk about as well. Hang out just in one more segment with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Folks, we're visiting with Randy Raley, 45 years in the radio business, and more to talk about after these. Stick around. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. KMOX is At Your Service, wrapping up the evening here, going all the way till 10 o'clock. Greg Damon hanging out with you. More importantly, I got to tell you, folks, when I was a younger man, and I heard this guy on KSHE 95 in the afternoons, I got to tell you, thought he was the coolest guy I've ever heard in my life, and some of the stuff that he did. And Randy Raley's been kind enough to join us here on a frigid Tuesday night. Randy, again, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
My pleasure, man. Anytime you want to do this, this is always fun. And I appreciate the invite. I'm humbled that you asked.
Oh, absolutely. We got to do this more often because, I mean, you got so many more stories. One of the stories I do want to ask you before we got about 5 minutes here is I remember listening to you. And weren't you involved with like some sort of Don Dinkinger mischief or something?
Well, yeah. Here's what happened with this. You got to go back to the 1985 World Series, of course, and this was I don't even have to say anything about Don Dinkins or anything like that. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, the morning show at KC, JC and Hewlett and somebody else, well, they were still in Kansas City for the game that was held on Sunday night, the game that we lost 11-0. And so I was doing mornings at KC. I was the afternoon guy, but I filled in on mornings. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is just horrible. We lost game six on a bad call. In game seven, we just got destroyed by the Royals. And, man, everybody's just, you know, I know how St. Louis feels when that happens. You know, everybody's down, and I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I get on the morning show, and what can I say? And so on my way in, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, I stopped at the 7-Eleven there in Crestwood, and I got a World Series program out, and I happened to open to the page where they had the listing of the umpires, okay? And I found out that Don Dinkinger lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, okay? So I thought, well, what do I use? How do I use this? So I went into the radio station, and I called information back then. This was 1985. So I called information, and I said, for Cedar Rapids, and I said, hey, do you have the number for Donald A. Dinkinger? And the operator goes, yes, here it is. And it's like, well, okay. So I wrote it down. And I said, do you have an address, too? And she goes, sure, here's the address. And I thought, oh, boy, what do I do with this? So it's early in the morning, man. I mean, it's 5:30 in the morning, so I, you know, nobody's listening to the radio at 5:30 in the morning. Everybody knows that, Greg. Come on,
sure.
And so I get on the radio and I say, hey, I said, you know, I know how everybody's feeling, blah 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 blah. I said, for those of you who want to, I said, here's Don Dinkinger's phone number and here's his address. And so then I thought, uh-oh. And so I called my program director at the time, and I said, okay, what do I do? And he goes, give it out one more time, and then don't do anything. And I said, okay. He said, make sure it's before 6 o'clock. So I gave it out before 6 o'clock, and the next thing I know, and the next thing we know at the radio station, the Cedar Rapids Police Department is called. And apparently this is not gone over really well, and there were people who drove to Cedar Rapids.
Oh my gosh!
And went down his street, and all of this, and it just. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, oh my God, what have I done? You know, am I in trouble? Did I do something? Am I going to be arrested or something like that? And USA Today had a story on it. A guy from WGN in Chicago, his name was Wally Phillips. He had a story on it. And all of that, and it was just one of those kind of things where it was like, uh-oh, I don't really understand what I have unleashed here. And so fast forward a couple, 3, 4, 5, 10 years or so, and Don Dinkinger is in St. Louis, and he's written a book, and he's at a book signing. And so
we got about a minute and a half.
Okay, I get in the line. And I wait my turn, and I say, Mr. Dinkinger? And he goes, yeah. And I said, my name's Randy Raley. And he goes, oh, man. And he stands up, and he goes, do you understand what you did? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And I said, I just want to tell you how awful I feel about this. It went one step too far. I am terribly sorry. And blah, blah, blah. And he ended up shaking my hand. So you just never know the power of radio, man.
That's right. Comes and you full just circle.
It did, and I felt so bad about it. But, boy, it got my name in lights, didn't it?
That's right. It sure did. Hey, one last question before I let you go, Randy. Again, this is from our friend Brad Choate. He wants to know your opinion on the best band out of Missouri. Shooting Star?
Ozark Mountain Daredevils and Shooting Star with a tie.
What about the band Missouri?
Missouri, yes. I'll put Missouri at a 1A.
All right, perfect.
But my guys in Shooting Star, who I love dearly, my friends in the Ozark Mountain Daredevil, who I love super grand very much. He's a wonderful human being. I got to say it's a tie for first.
All right. Now, Randy, are you still...
I'll put the Rainmakers in there, too. How about that? I'll put the Rainmakers in there, too.
Okay. How about... So we're definitely going to have you back on. We're going to do some more stuff here. Are you still writing your blog?
No, I haven't written anything in quite some time. I need to get back into doing it, but I'm retired and I'm really busy. I know that sounds really weird, but that's kind of what's happened, and I need to write more, but no, I haven't put anything on in quite some time.
All right, when are you coming back to St. Louis?
I live in St. Louis right now. I live in De Pere. I'm a St. Louis guy, and I'm living in the suburbs, and I'm out doing my job right now, and I'll be back in St. Louis on Thursday morning.
All right, well, next time you come, you're going to have to come in the studio with us. How about that?
Love to, brother. Love to, man.
All right, fantastic. Randy, thanks so much for hanging out with us here on Tuesday night. Appreciate it.
I'm humbled you asked, my friend.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
That's our good friend Randy Raley. I'll tell you what, we got to have him back on. More stories, because I tell you, he's just seen a lot of stuff there. 45 years in the radio business, KMOX alum, great guy all around, and he's just really cool guy. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight here on At Your Service, my friends. Been a lot of fun for me. Hope you enjoyed as well. Be nice to each other. Stay safe. KMOX is At Your Service, wrapping up the evening here, going all the way till 10 o'clock. Greg Damon hanging out with you. More importantly, I got to tell you, folks, when I was a younger man and I heard this guy on KSHE 95 in the afternoons, I got to tell you, thought he was the coolest guy I've ever heard in my life, and some of the stuff that he did. And Randy Raley's been kind enough to join us here on a frigid Tuesday night. Randy, again, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
My pleasure, man. Anytime you want to do this, this is always fun. And, you know, I appreciate the invite, and I'm humbled that you asked.
Oh, absolutely. We got to do this more often because, I mean, you got so many more stories. One of the stories I do want to ask you before we got about 5 minutes here is I remember listening to you, and weren't you involved with, like, some sort of Don Dinkinger mischief or something?
Well, yeah. Here's what happened with this. You got to go back to the 1985 World Series, of course, and this was. I don't even have to say anything about Don Dinkins or anything like that. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, the morning show at KSHE, JC and Hewlett and somebody else. Well, they were still in Kansas City for the game that was held on Sunday night, the game that we lost 11-0, and so I was doing mornings at KSHE. I was the afternoon guy, but I filled in on mornings, and so I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is just horrible. We lost Game 6 on a bad call. In Game 7, we just got destroyed by the Royals. And, man, everybody's just, you know, I know how St. Louis feels when that happens. You know, everybody's down, and I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I get on the morning show, and what can I say? And so on my way in, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, I stopped at the 7-Eleven there in Crestwood, and I got a World Series program out, and I happened to open to the page where they had the listing of the umpires, okay? And I found out that Don Dinkinger lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, okay? So I thought, well, what do I use? How do I use this? So I went into the radio station, and I called information back then, so 1985. So I called information, and I said, for Cedar Rapids, and I said, hey, do you have the number for Donald A. Dinkinger? And the operator goes, yes, here it is. And it's like, well, okay. So I wrote it down. And I said, do you have an address, too? And she goes, sure, here's the address. And I thought, oh, boy, what do I do with this? So I it's early in the morning, man. I mean, it's 5:30 in the morning. So, I you know, nobody's listening to the radio at 5:30 in the morning. Everybody knows that. Greg, come on.
Sure.
And so I get on the radio, and I say, hey, I said, you know, I know how everybody's feeling, blah, 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 blah. I said, for those of you who want to, I said, here's Don Dinkinger's phone number, and here's his address. And so then I thought, uh-oh. And so I called my program director at the time, and I said, okay, what do I do? And he goes, give it out one more time, and then don't do anything. And I said, okay. He said, make sure it's before 6 o'clock. So I gave it out before 6 o'clock, and the next thing I know, and the next thing we know at the radio station, the Cedar Rapids Police Department is called. And apparently this is not gone over really well, and there were people who drove to Cedar Rapids.
Oh, my gosh.
And went down his street and all of this, and it just, and meanwhile, I'm thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? You know, am I in trouble? Did I do something? Am I going to be arrested or something like that? And USA Today had a story on it. A guy from WGN in Chicago, his name was Wally Phillips, he had a story on it. And all of that, and it was just one of those kind of things where it was like, uh-oh, I don't really understand what I have unleashed here. And so fast forward a couple, 3, 4, 5, 10 years or so, and Don Dinkinger is in St. Louis, and he's written a book. and he's at a book signing, and so
we got about a minute and a half.
Line, okay, I get in the line, and I wait my turn, and I say, "Mr. Dinkinger," and he goes, "Yeah," and I said, "My name's Randy Raley," and he goes, "Oh man," and he stands up, and he goes, "Do you understand what you did?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I do." And I said, "I just want to tell you how awful I feel about this. It went one step too far. I am terribly sorry." And blah, blah, blah. And he ended up shaking my hand. So you just never know the power of radio, man.
That's right. Comes full circle.
It did, and I felt so bad about it. But, boy, it got my name in lights, didn't it?
That's right. It sure did. Hey, one last question before I let you go, Randy. Again, this is from our friend Brad Choate. He wants to know your opinion on the best band out of Missouri. Shooting Star?
Ozark Mountain Daredevils and Shooting Star with a tie.
What about the band Missouri?
Missouri, yes. I'll put Missouri at a 1A.
All right,
but,
perfect.
My guys in Shooting Star, who I love dearly, my friends in the Ozark Mountain Daredevil, who I love super grand very much. He's a wonderful human being. I got to say it's a tie for first.
All right. Now, Randy, are you
and
still...
I'll put the Rainmakers in there, too. How about that? I'll put the Rainmakers in there, too.
Okay. How about... So we're definitely going to have you back on. We're going to do some more stuff here. Are you still writing your blog?
No, I haven't written anything in quite some time. I need to get back into doing it, but I'm retired and I'm really busy. I know that sounds really weird, but that's kind of what's happened, and I need to write more, but no, I haven't put anything on in quite some time.
All right. When are you coming back to St. Louis?
I live in St. Louis right now. I live in De Pere. I'm a St. Louis guy, and I'm living in the suburbs, and I'm out doing my job right now, and I'll be back in St. Louis on Thursday morning.
All right. Well, next time you come, you're going to have to come in the studio with us. How about that?
Love to, brother. Love to, man.
All right. Fantastic. Randy, thanks so much for hanging out with us here on Tuesday night. Appreciate it.
I'm humbled you asked, my friend.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
That's our good friend Randy Raley. I'll tell you what, we got to have him back on more stories because I tell you, he's just seen a lot of stuff there. 45 years in the radio business, KMOX alum, great guy all around, and he's just really cool guy. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight here on At Your Service, my friends. Been a lot of fun for me. Hope you enjoyed as well. Be nice to each other. Stay safe.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.